Jordan, thanks for joining us here on Sports Talk. Can you take us back to a moment, back to this winter when you learned Kevin Hambly is leaving, going to Stanford, to now in the cusp of a new season under a new coach? What's the track of emotions been for you over these several months?
It was pretty weird. It was a weird spring. You never expect your head coach to leave, but administration did a really good job of getting Chris in quickly, so it made the transition a lot easier. And we knew this year was going to be different, just with the clientele that we had and adding in a new coaching staff to that. It was a big change, but I think it was a good change.
Did it take a while to get used to all of that? Is it a hard transition when you go through this kind of change?
I think just the first couple weeks of not really knowing, if our assistants were going to stay, who was going to run practices, and just kind of the unknown was scary. But as soon as Chris came in and as soon as we got rolling with him, it was an easy transition.
How has your relationship with Coach Thomas developed since he's come here? How does he build trust with you? How do you give trust to him?
I think from the beginning he was just very direct and very open and honest with me about what he thought and the direction he wanted to go in, and I respected that. Just the more conversations that we had one-on-one about volleyball and about my role, the easier it became to kind of trust the direction he wanted to take us in, and is where he wanted to go is where I want to go. So.
Well, and he's got a background as a setter as well. Has that helped you in your off season? Have you liked what he's brought to the table for that, for you particularly as a setter?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, having your head coach who played the same position as you is really helpful just in that direct dialect, not having to go through an assistant coach to kind of guide you or have that second source of coaching where it's, if he sees something, it's directly to me instead of going through an assistant. So it's very nice and it's been very helpful. So,
how is it having a coach's wife too as a part of the staff as well? Do you like getting to know basically a family as a part of your coaches?
Right. I mean, I think the culture here since I've been here as a freshman has been very family oriented. So having Chris and Jen both on the coaching staff, in practice we don't see them as a couple because they're teaching separate aspects of the game. But when we're going over to their house for team dinner, it's awesome to kind of have everyone there and get to know them and their kids. So,
Jordan Poulter with us, setter for Illinois Volleyball. They're opening up their season a week from today out in Montana. That's a little bit different. No Illini Classic this year. Instead, you start off on the road. Are you looking forward to a long trip out west?
I am. Montana's pretty similar to Colorado in a lot of aspects. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Should be a fun weekend.
Do you know much about the competition you'll be facing?
I don't. Gonzaga, Air Force, and Montana. I'm not really sure. So
that tells me right now has been about installing your own system and what you guys want to do. Is that right?
Correct. It's been very much about us. And we talked about goals earlier this week. And, right now our only goal in regards to matches is to beat Gonzaga, our first match. So.
All right. A lot of new faces on the team. What's your role been with 9 new freshmen on the team? And Brandy's the only senior on the roster as well. So what role have you shouldered this offseason?
I think, with Kylie going down and being the only setter this summer, it's trying to get connections with all the freshmen, trying to get everyone on the same page, running the same tempo and getting into the same system. So, having Brandy as the only senior, it's been pretty helpful because she's in charge of the back row and she's leading that and taking pride in that. And I'm getting focused on the offense.
All right, Big Ten, as always, is loaded. Any surprises you think coming from the Illini team, especially with the new players that we haven't heard much about yet? You think there's some players that, people are going to be surprised at how impactful they'll be as freshmen?
I'm going to be honest. I'm not really sure yet. I'm not sure how we're going to perform. You never really know how a team is going to be until the first couple matches you step out on the floor, because being in a practice environment is so much different than being on the court in front of thousands of people for an actual match. So ask me again in a couple weeks, and I'll let you know.
Fair enough. Hey, thanks for spending some time with us. Good luck.
Thanks, Scott.